The boy had cried a little then, but perhaps there would be no crying here. There was a grove of cottonwood trees on the bank. At least the gunslinger thought they were cottonwoods, but they had died when the stream from which their roots drank had disappeared. Now their branches were only bony, leafless snarls against the sky. In their silhouettes, he could make out the number 19 over and over again, in both the figures of Susanna's world and those of his own. In one place, the branches seemed to clearly spell the word Chasset against the deepening sky. Before making a fire and cooking them an early supper, canned goods from Dandolo's pantry would do well enough tonight, he reckoned. Roland went into the dry stream bed and smelled the roses, strolling slowly among the dead trees and listening to their song. Both the smell and the sound were refreshing. Feeling a little better, he gathered wood from beneath the trees, snapping off a few of the lower branches for good measure, leaving dry, splintered stumps that reminded him a little of Patrick's pencils, and piled kindling in the center. Then he struck a light, speaking the old catechism almost without hearing it. Spark a dark, who's my sire? Will I lay me, will I stay me? Bless this camp with fire. While he waited for the fire to first grow and then die down to a bed of rosy embers, Roland took out the watch he had been given in New York. Yesterday, it had stopped, although he had been assured the battery that ran it would last for 50 years. Now, as late afternoon faded to evening, the hands had very slowly begun to move backward. He looked at this for a little while, fascinated, then closed the cover and looked at the sigils inscribed there, Key and Rose and Tower. A faint and eldritch blue light had begun to gleam from the windows that spiraled upward.